Good evening. The time is 5:05 p.m. The Warwick Finance Committee is now open. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for January 4th, 2023?
Move to accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are now on to PCR 9-23. The first bid, found on page one, is bid 2023-294 Alpha. Original equipment manufacturer's parts for various vehicles. Good evening, Christie. Please identify your name, department, and title. Thank you.
Christie Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
If you don't mind, if you could just speak right into the microphone. Thank you.
Sorry. The department, I don't know if it is okay with the council, but the first three bids are all collectively use the same cap. So I just wanted to point that out right from the start. We're not asking for three different... Sorry, I can't see you.
I'm so sorry. I still can't. Yeah, I can't. We can't hear you.
Phil? Yeah, Phil turned it. Maybe it's me.
No, I think the volume's... Phil? Pardon me. We could turn up the... Okay, thank you. He's checking some things out. We're just going to pause for a moment.
There we go.
All set?
Thank you.
Public Works is requesting to award the bid to the three vendors that submitted a bid for OEM parts. We are requesting a cap of $856,600. However, that does include the next two requests. So it is all inclusive, not exclusive to this bid. It covers the three bids together.
Thank you. So you're basically just, instead of breaking it, just I'm going to simplify it if you don't mind. You're breaking the three bids into one part so that you can get the contracts out, kind of, if you will, but a bulk item?
Yes. So we received bids, three bids for OEM parts. We received, seven bids maybe for the various parts. And then we have a 56-6 request that follows for OEM parts as well. So that $856,600 is for all three bids, not each bid individually.
Thank you. And you, can you just briefly for the committee go through your process or best practice process, if you will. So you go through the bidders first, you find which bidder had that part for the best price, then you go to the next. Could you just briefly go through that process?
So the automotive garage obviously orders their parts. What they do is we use the vendors that have submitted a bid. The OEM parts is a little bit different because they're OEM parts. So we get Peterbilt parts from Peterbilt, we get Mack parts from Mack. So with those, we are a little bit... our hands are tied with, you know, getting them from those vendors. But as far as the various auto parts, yes, they do shop everything around. A lot of times it will also depend on availability of an item. Things are on back order more often than not. So, you know, if the price might not be as low as we'd like it, or we can't get it from the lowest vendor, but we need to get something back on the road, we'll get the one that's available immediately.
Thank you so much. I know in some of the conversations, the thing that came up was, it's easier to get the parts and to have these multiple vendors to get the parts than try to explain to the citizens that their trash sanitation isn't being delivered, or, you know, the services are not being picked up. True. And so it's much easier to go ahead and make sure you have the parts in the replacement rather than play catch up, if you will. Any questions for members of the committee? Councilman Gebhardt.
Thanks. Chrissy, we've been, I think for the last at least year, maybe we might be going on 2 years, use this approach of the multiple bidders and, you know, having the responsible party go out and figure out who the best bidder is to get whatever part and to place the order. So just, I know that's a departure from maybe how we've done things in the past. Is it working? Do you feel like we'll continue doing things that way? Any other feedback that we should be aware of?
It does work for the most part. There are times where we end up having to get things expedited to us, especially for OEM parts where it might not be at our local OEM dealer and we have to get a drop ship from somewhere else. But so we incur a little bit of an expense there. Everything else, the garage is really good. We have, you know, with the various replacement parts, we have multiple vendors that we can go to. We have NAPA, we have O'Reilly, we have Action. They all come at any given time to deliver us parts because we do have a person that's his job is to secure the parts, find who has it in stock and who has it the cheapest.
Got it. And then do you ever have to make a decision between like how quickly you'll get it versus maybe potentially a higher cost? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes. They usually will run those things by me and, you know, we'll go through the process of question and answer and, you know, then we'll determine whether or not, like if it's a garbage truck or a rescue, no, we can't wait for it. Fire truck, if it's one of our highway trucks, you know, and it's not something that we're using every day currently, then we'll wait for the part to come in where it, from the vendor where it's cheaper.
Thanks, Chrissy.
Thank you, Councilman. Questions from members of the council? Councilwoman Travis.
Thank you. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
I have a couple of questions. I mean, I know this is for all three bids, so I know, but the antifreeze, how are you buying that? Is it a 50-50 mix, or do they, you got to mix it?
It comes pre-mixed. Yeah. We don't, because a lot of times what happens is people will come into the stock room and need antifreeze, you know, to top off or whatever. So we buy it by the jug.
Okay.
And they'll take it and fill it.
Now, last year, do you remember how much it was last year?
How much?
The total was like this, you know, we did the 856, 600.
Last year it was 770.
Okay, I thought it was 770.
Yeah.
Now, how much is left over from the parts you had there?
So last year, the bid prior to this one, we spent $635,364.69. And then on the current bid that's active until February 18th, from last February until, I only have up until January 5th, logged, but it was $747,208.09.
Okay, so that's why you're going up a little too. So you don't have a lot of stuff on stock, you know, pots and stuff. I mean, do you order it when you need it, or you have a few things that are on stock?
We have a stock room. We stock, you know, belts, hoses, clamps, bulbs, like small stuff, and then we usually have at least one set of brakes for a rescue on hand, some other, depending on the vehicle and what it is, we do have some stock for, like the air cans for the garbage trucks, we keep those in stock. But the rest of it is, we just purchase it as we go, as, you know, they determine what parts need to be replaced.
Good, as you need it. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilwoman Lassar.
Thank you, Chairman. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi.
So, Chrissy, I know that it's been said numerous times how important it is to get all these pots, have all these pots, keep the trucks running, pick up the trash, et cetera, et cetera. And I agree with all of that. But with that said, why is this bid coming to us late? This contract is from February 18th, and it's coming to us again late. Why is that?
Well, Councilman, as I said before, I was at the beginning of September. I was out of work for 5 weeks. I came back to work. I lost the person that works in the front, and I got somebody new. And I've basically been doing majority of the work myself, trying to train somebody, and now I'm back to nobody in the front. So I'm doing the best I can.
Well, this has been going on a lot longer than September, or since September. We all know that. Did you or anyone in your department review these price sheets before it got stuck in our binders?
Yes.
You did? And you approve of all of the pricing that's in here? Did you make any corrections to any of the pricing?
No, I did not.
You did not. Okay. Did anyone from purchasing review any of these price sheets?
I can't speak for another
department.
Purchasing
is here. They can speak for themselves.
Before I go to the microphone, I'd like to say that, Councilman, I understand you do feel that you ask these questions, but these are questions, once again, we got our packet early. The city clerk's office ensures they get us these packets. These are questions that could have easily been asked prior to this meeting. And once again, it goes against what the conditions or what the standard of this committee is, where if the committee doesn't have a problem with the tardiness, understanding the situation of the economy and the parts and the supplies, to call out other departments on what they did and didn't do, quite honestly, it could have been done and should have been done outside of the halls of this council. So I will say this, I will not stop you from asking your questions, but I will say I want to be on record as the chairman of this committee that I disagree with your topic of questions, and I disagree that it's happening during this council meeting.
Well, that's fine, Mr. Chairman. You can do that. It's not the first time that you've objected to it. You've objected to it numerous times. And how you want to run the committee is up to you. How I represent my people is up to me. And I've told you before, I'm going to tell you again, the questions I ask will be asked on the council floor. They're not going to be asked behind closed doors or over the phone. They're going to be asked on the council floor because I want the people I represent to hear the questions I ask, and I want them to know the answers that I get or don't get. The questions I'm asking are pertinent to a $900,000 bid. And if you don't think they're pertinent, sorry, I do.
So again,
thank you. I don't, and Mr. Chairman, please don't interrupt me.
No, I thought you were done. Continue. Thank you. I thought you were done.
Thank you. Hi, Director.
But before you continue with the line of questions, excuse me, Councilman, before you continue with the line of questions, I did want to comment to your reply. First of all, what I am saying has nothing to do whether I think a bid is or the expenditure of the discussion of the bid. What I'm saying is there is a process. There is a committee for a purpose, and there's a process, and there's also dignity. There's also a sense of professionalism. If I have an issue with a bid or if I see something, it's a courtesy that I will call the person and give them a heads up to what I am asking, what the concern is. And when you do things such as ask one department and then without warning or preparation, pull another department up, when you're questioning what the professional expertise or professional services of what a department does, I consider that to be inappropriate for this council. So it's not has nothing to do with the amount of money that we are expending. It could be a $100 item. The fact of the matter is, this council committee did their due process, and you could have done your due process on the phone and then made a statement on this microphone instead of calling one department up and another department up just to see so you can catch someone maybe not doing their job of what you think is. That's what it was, but you can continue with your questions.
Wonderful. So once again, the questions are pertinent. And I've been asking the same questions for 10 years, longer than you've been on the council, Mr. Chairman. And here we are going on the 11th year, and I'm asking the same questions over and over and over. So, Director, I apologize for delaying, you know, to ask you the question. My only question for you is, did you or anyone in your department review any of these price sheets?
So my name is Frances Gomez, Director of Purchasing for the City of Warwick. The procurement process is as is, so when a department puts out a bid and they get their bids back, we are responsible for opening the bids and making sure that the documents that we have as our boilerplate are signed by the auditor. That's our responsibility. And then those bids go off to the departments and they're the deciding factor when it comes to pricing. And then they give us the recommendation.
Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Then my responsibility is to review these numbers, which I do, and you all know I do, and I've been doing it for 10 years. And again, in reviewing these numbers, I can do basic math. And when you have a list price of $662.77 and it shows a discount of 85%, that doesn't work out to $328.21 net. Now, maybe that's a minor thing to some people. That $328.21 is most likely going to be the number that's going to be invoiced and most likely the number that's going to be paid. And that is not right. So anybody can object to whatever questions I ask, that's fine. 85% of $388 is not $279.48. I take the math, I take the time to go through all of these, add all the numbers. Everybody knows it. I've been doing it for 10 years, so it shouldn't be any surprise to anyone that I'm challenging and questioning numbers, and I'm going to do it on the floor. To continue with this item, so we've talked about coming to us late. We've talked about the wrong amounts. There's bids on here on this price sheet that have no list prices, but doesn't seem to bother anyone that there's no list prices or there's no discounts. There's a list price, no discount, and then it shows a net price. How do I know that the net price is the real price when it's the wrong price when it does show the discounts? And that doesn't seem to phase you? Fine. It phases me and it phases the people I represent. There's no reviews on these numbers. Numbers come in, rubber stamp them, move it along. I present the errors in these numbers, doesn't matter. Go ahead, move it along. Just pass it on. Are all three of these items going to be bid at the same time, or they, voted on at the same time, or do you intend to vote on them individually, Mr. Chairman?
My intent is to vote on the packet as is presented, and this is the one bid.
Individually. I'd like to get a PCR number on 2023-294A.
Clerk? Give us one moment. PCR? PCR 11-23.
Thank you. Oh, one other question. Let me see if it's on this. I don't think there was even a position paper on this particular one. Stan corrected there was. Okay, my next question will be on the next item. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the council? Comments, questions from members of the public? Members of the public. Thank you. That concludes the items over 50,000. So now we move into the remainder of the bid package.
I will both. Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
You said you were going to consider each one of these as presented. So are you going to be talking about 2023-294B? Because there's another item that goes along with that $800,000+. And there's also 2023-293.
The way I wanted to answer that, and I apologize if I didn't make that clear, the way I said it was presented as one bid. So I plan on going forward as one bid.
So through the chair to the solicitor, do we need to get a separate PCR in 2023-294B as well as 2023-293? Do we need a separate PCR on them? I'm asking because I have the same problem with the three of these items. And I want to be sure if I cast one vote, it's reflective of all three, not just one.
So if I may interrupt, I have no problem, Councilman. I have no problem going to 2023-294B as separate.
My request is a PCR on that, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. PCR-12-23.
And the same request on 2023-293.
On bid 2023, well, I understand. So I'm gonna do this properly, though, Councilman. I'm gonna make sure I go through the committee. But it duly noted that you're gonna request a PCR.
Thank you.
Thank you. To members of the committee, we move on to 2023-294 Bravo. Are there any discussion? Understanding that Councilman Lattisor requested a PCR on these items. Members of the council, go ahead, Solicitor.
I would just say for the three items that have been assigned PCRs, make sure that any opportunity for the public
absolutely
would be registered at this time. And then if the conclusion of those are done, make recommendations on those PCRs by the committee prior to continuing the rest of the consent calendar.
Thank you. I understand. Thank you. So with that, by recommendation of the solicitor, I will respectfully go back to 2023-294 Alpha. That is now PCR 11-23. Do I have a recommendation from the committee?
PCR 12-23.
Correction. I never called for a recommendation from the committee on previous bid 2023, Councilman 294 Alpha. So okay. Now I'm going to request from the council committee, and then I'll move on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Move favorable action.
I have a motion for a favorable on PCR 11-23. Is there a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now we move on to bid 2023-294 Bravo. We had a request for a PCR. That is now PCR 12-23. I will go through and ask for questions. Are there any questions for members of this committee? Any questions, comments from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
Just for the record, I'm putting on the record that I had the same comments and questions as I did on the PCR 1123.
Thank you, Councilman. I have a written same questions as concerns as PCR 11-23. Any questions, comments from other members of the council? Questions, comments from members of the public? Question, comments from members of the public. May I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Bid 2023-293. We do have a request for a PCR. So before we assign that PCR, are there any questions from members of the committee on bid 2023-293? Are there any questions from members of the council? Councilman Lattisor.
For the record, my same questions and comments as 2023-294A, which is now known as PCR 1123.
Correction. This will be now known as a PCR 13-23. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. This will be known, for the record, the same questions, concerns from Councilman Lattisor on bid 2023-293, that is now PCR 1323. Any other questions, comments from members of the council? Question, comments from members of the public? Question, comments from members of the public? May I have a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
I have a second. I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you so much. Now we conclude the large dollar items, and we move on to the section where we ask members of the committee, members of the council, and members of the public if they would like to pull a bid for discussion. So starting with, I will give members of the committee a moment. Thank you.
I am all set. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Are there any items on the bid package that members of the council would like to discuss? Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Chairman. Item number four, 2023-318A, found on page 55.
Thank you.
Item 2023-318B, found on page 59.
Thank you.
Item number seven, 2023-330, found on page 80. And that's my last.
Thank you. Say item number seven, 2023-330?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are there any other members of the council that would like to discuss anything from the bid package? Are there any items the public would like to discuss on the bid package? Are there any items the public would like to discuss within the bid package? Thank you. We'll go in order as systematically it seems proper to do. So next will be bid number four, bid 2023-318 Alpha overhead door repair and replacement. I'm going to ask the representative to identify Christy, and then we'll go right to Councilman Lattiser.
Christy Moretti, Public Works Business Manager.
Thank you. For DBW?
Yes.
Sorry. Thank you. Nope. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. Christy, I'm going down the list on the description of items, and on belt 28-inch, belt 21-inch, it's item three and four. How many of those belts do you use in the course of a year?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. But per your request, we put together a parts bid of things that can go wrong. I can't say that they will go wrong. So okay. That's what we included.
So why is there such a huge disparity in the prices? Payless garage door is $175 and overhead door is $34. Why is there such a disparity in prices?
I couldn't answer that. That was what the bidders put on their paperwork.
And Payless is the company that you're selecting to go with, right?
Yes, Payless is much cheaper. In fact, on the labor rate, which more often than not, we only need a repair. We don't need parts.
On belt 21-inch, Payless is $254 and overhead door is $33.78.
I can't speak to the way the vendors submitted their bids.
And we don't know how many of those belts we use. So if we don't use any of those belts, it's immaterial. But if we use a couple of dozen or 50 of those belts on all these vehicles, it can be a significant number. Weather seal bottom thermocore. That is the weather stripping running along the bottom of the overhead doors, right?
Yeah.
Or is that on the sides?
I have no idea. It's on the door. It's a part on the door.
So, yeah, it's the bottom seal. So, Payless garage door bid $57. That's an item that isn't standard. It varies depending upon the width of the doors and the style of the doors. Overhead door bid a per foot price of $5.63. You don't see an issue with that?
I cannot speak to how the vendors submitted their bids. These are the bid responses that we got.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A motor on a garage door, which I think it speaks to there somewhere in these position papers that these doors require a fair amount of service, and that's understandable. I can understand that. A motor, $559 with Payless and $303 with overhead doors.
Councilman, last year we spent $9,013, and this year to date we spent $6,122. I don't think the bulk of the cost of this bid is on the Department of Public Works. I understand what you're saying. I can't speak for how the vendors submitted their bids. We did our due diligence. We put the bid out. We put it out the way you wanted us to, with a parts list so you could see the parts, the net, the discount. That's what we did. We just picked random things that can go on an overhead door. We are asking, as Public Works, for $20,000. We are not asking for $50,000. So I understand your point, but I cannot speak to why the vendors bid the way they did. And it's not appropriate for me to call and ask them why they did that.
Well, what I'm asking is the differences in materials on the ones I identified are substantial. We're not talking nickels and dimes. We're talking a substantial difference. And yet you are recommending pay less because their labor rate is better. So tell me about their labor rates.
Councilman, I have 23 doors just in the highway yard. Their labor rate is $115 an hour for one person. It's $185 an hour for two technicians, where overhead door is going to charge us $259. I'd say that's a substantial difference when primarily what we do is not a big parts thing, it's labor. If I just by what I've told you we spent in the last 2 years, it's labor mostly. It's not parts.
Tell me those numbers again. You spent how much and how much was labor?
I don't have it broken down, but all
told.
What were
the numbers you just said?
All told for the bid that expired March 3rd, 22, we spent $9,013.71. And so far this year, we spent $6,122.
But you don't have the breakdown between material and labor?
No, I don't.
So then I don't know if it's mostly labor or mostly...
Well, Councilman, I would like to think that you can trust the departments to do the right thing and to make the right choices for the taxpayers of the city, which is what we do every single day.
Christy, I have questions that I'm asking regarding the materials. There is substantial differences.
Councilman, if you had reached out to me prior to, I would be able to sufficiently answer your questions. But I don't have access to that information on the council floor.
Eric, you have something with this?
Eric Ross, Public Works Director. I was going to say exactly what Christy said and what Councilman Howell said earlier. Had you reached out to us, and you can ask those questions on the floor anytime you want, but had you reached out to us earlier, we would have had the answers. So you ask the question, we have the answers. Everybody looks like they're doing their job, all right? But for you to ask questions that we can't possibly answer without silent advance notice, that's not fair to us.
Well, Director, if I were handling these bids in my own world, and I'm looking at a bid of $175.50 versus $33, the first thing I would do was look into my records and see how many of those 28-inch belts do I use. Do I use one? If that's it, it doesn't make any difference. If I use a significant amount of them, it makes a lot of difference. So, yeah, sorry if I'm expecting those answers to be available because of homework that would have been done prior. But you seem to disagree. Fine. These are the continual questions that I will continue to ask, like I've been asking for 10 years. I would assume by now that folks would anticipate the questions I'm going to ask, because they're all repetitive. They're the same questions, meeting after meeting after meeting. I'm all done. Thank you, Chairman.
Are there any other questions from members of the council? I can't anticipate there are. Are there any questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public. Thank you. The next item up for discussion. Sorry, pardon me. Is 2023-318 Bravo overhead door repair and replacement. That is found on page 59. This was requested by Councilman Lattisor.
I'm all set.
You're all set. Are there any other questions from members of the committee? Are there any other questions from members of the council? Are there any other questions from members of the public? Questions from members of the public. Thank you. The next item requested is bid 2023-330,
purchase PAL 2 portable pool lift with lift operator. This is found on page 80. Good evening. Just please identify. I'm sorry?
I'm all set.
Thank you. There are any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Thank you. At this time, may I have a motion on the consent calendar vote?
Favorable action.
Second.
I have a motion for favorable. I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. May I have a motion for acceptance of the minutes for the committee meeting held on January 4th, 2023?
Move acceptance of the minutes.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The time is now 5:41. That concludes the Warwick Finance Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Ordinance Committee. However, that cannot start until 6 p.m. So we will be back at 6 p.m. with the Ordinance Committee. Thank you.
6:02 p.m. First thing on the docket, acceptance of minutes from committee meeting held on January 4th, 2023. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is PCO 23-22, an ordinance relative to establishing penalties for the unauthorized removal or destruction of cease and desist or stop work orders, and for the appeal of Section 8-1 violations, fines, fees, and penalties to the municipal court. This is Councilman Lattiser, and it would be second passage.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had discussed this at pretty good length at the last meeting. This is something that I docketed as a follow-up to an ordinance we passed a few years back regarding building permits. The building official has... had conversations with me that there is a serious problem where people are just arbitrarily removing cease and desist orders, which is a very serious violation, by the way, when you get a cease and desist order or a stop work order, some people call it, and just throwing them away. And this is something that the reason for this is to give him enforcement abilities and make people accountable when they just decide to disregard what the building officials have to say, disregard the violations, and totally disregard the stop work orders. So it also provides for an appeal process on the fines that we in this city implement. As I think most, if not all of you know, I was the primary sponsor on legislation that increase the penalties for working without a permit. Outlaw contractors, they're all over the state of Rhode Island. It's impossible sometimes to stop them. And certainly if there's no financial recourse, they're just going to continue to roll the dice and work without a permit. And if they get through a couple of jobs, they're fine. Well, the city of Warwick decided to change that policy, and we implemented a very stern penalties for just defying the building permit process. Having said that, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully request support on second passage for PCO 23-22. Thank you.
Do any members of the committee have any questions or comments? Do any members of the council have any questions or comments? Do any members of the public have any questions or comments? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move favorable action, second passage.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is PCO 2-23, an ordinance to prohibit parking on the westerly side of Butler Court.
Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
Mr. Chairman, there was a typographical error both in the title of this as well as in the disclosure on the agenda. So that can be corrected and brought back, but the recommendation due to inadequate notice would be to hold this to the next meeting, which would be February 6th.
And this is in regards to PCO 2-23?
Correct. This item itself is intended to address Pilgrim Parkway during school hours on either side, but the title wasn't updated. So that can be clerically fixed and re-noticed appropriately for the next meeting. So the recommendation would be to hold the item for such correction and proper notice.
And you said till February 6th?
Correct.
So move to hold till February 6th, 2023.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I believe that is all, which would conclude ordinance at 6:06 p.m.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Intergovernmental Committee, and that can start at 6:20. So we will see you back here at 6:20.
Question. The first order of business is the acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on January 4th, 2023. Do I hear a motion?
Move acceptance of minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The first item on the agenda is PCR 7-23, a resolution amending the rules of the City Council for 2023-2024 to require an actuarial presentation before the City Council prior to commencing public hearings on the city budget. Councilman Ricks.
Thank you, Chairman. I would have an amendment to that to clarify. So after presenting the amendment, I would request favorable action. If I may proceed?
Yes, please.
Thank you. So the council solicitor has the version with the strike-throughs and the underlines of the new language. But what might be simplest is if I just read the new language as it would be read. So the new version that accomplishes basically the same objective but is a little bit clearer, it would read as follows. In January of each year, the City Council President shall cause to be initiated a request to an actuarial firm for the purpose of scheduling a presentation relative to the financial status and outlook of the City of Warwick at a public hearing prior to the first public hearing on the city budget, period.
Any questions from the committee?
Just a point of order, do we need a second on that?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee is makes recommendations to the full council, so it could provide its endorsement of such by, if it's its so pleasure, to make a motion to amend and a recommendation thereafter in order to send such request before the full body. I would also add that we would want to tweak line 13, which is in the title, which would change the word an to be a, followed by the words request for an, so as to read, actually, let me change that a second here. It would be require a request for. It'd be the insertion of the words a request for following the word require in the title of this resolution.
Thank you.
No other question.
Council President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Councilman Ricks. I support this. We just worked on the language a little bit. So whoever the council president is each year will schedule this, and just want to let you know, even before this is going to be passed, if it's going to be passed, if it's up to the council on that, that we are planning on having the actuaries come in the next couple of months for presentation. I actually got an update on that earlier this evening from the administration. So we are working on this already. So thank you, Councilman Ricks, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the committee?
Just one. Why do you want this in the rules as opposed to an ordinance or anything like that?
I'm seeing the signal from the chairman. I'll respond to that. My idea behind having this in the council rules as opposed to in the ordinances, a couple of reasons. So first, I'm thinking of some different analogies here. For example, in my law practice, whenever I meet with a client and it's a matter where ultimately the decision is not going to be up to me, it's going to be relying on some third party, whether it's somebody else out there in the world or a judge, I tell the client, I can't control the act of anybody aside from myself. I can't make any guarantees on that. And so along a similar line of thinking, we don't want to have something in the ordinances that's going to require an act by a third party be performed between X date and the budget hearings, because we don't want to do anything that could put us in a position where one way or the other we are going to be violating the city code of ordinances. And we, of course, absolutely must have the city budget hearings done on time. So for that first reason, I don't want to elevate this to the level of the code of ordinances. But then I also think that there is merit in having this in the council rules, because we all have the packet that's in front of us with the council rules. Every single meeting that we're here, it's in front of us. We can easily look at it. We don't have to go online, go through the code of ordinances in order to find the applicable provision. So this is something that reminds us of what we're trying to accomplish here, and also just keeps everybody on the same page that the council is expressing that we want to hear from the actuaries before the city budget hearings. And in order to do that, reminder, we'll have the city council president initiate that request by January. It's also possible for the request to be initiated earlier, but because we have elections every 2 years, we don't want to put ourselves in a position where it's just a matter of pointing the finger of, oh, that should have been done by the last guy months ago. No. We want to have it in the council rules that, okay, whoever the council president is in January, that person shall take care of initiating that request. That was also part of the amendment here, by the way, a discussion with the council president and myself. And thank you to the council president for stepping up to be the point person on that.
Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair to Councilman Ricks, so I would commend you for putting this forward. I think this is an excellent idea. I know the council president has been working on making this happen for a bit of time and is committed to doing so. But as we all know, we're not always going to be the ones sitting here. There'll be different people sitting here, different council presidents. So to get it somewhat formalized in the council rules for the future leadership of this city, I think is a really good idea. So my compliments to you and the council president for already working on this. And I would like to respectfully request to be added as a co-sponsor to this.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the council? Okay. Any questions from the public? Hearing none, do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action as amended.
Make the recommendation to on the amendment first. So if you would like to move the amendment as read into the record by Councilman Ricks and the addition that I made to the title, you can make that motion.
Okay. Thank you. So I move the amendment as read by Councilman Ricks.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, do we have a
motion to move favorable as action amended? As amended?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Second item on the agenda is PCR 8-23, a resolution to the Rhode Island Department of Transportation and the State Traffic Commission requesting a traffic study of the intersection of West Natick Road and Lambert Lind Highway. Councilman Sinapi.
So the title somewhat speaks for itself. Due to all the recent construction in that area, I'm told by multiple constituents that there's some traffic oddities that have arisen. And because it's a state road there, our own police force can't do the traffic study, so we need the state to do it. So that's why this request exists, and I would request favorable action.
Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Do I hear a motion? Any questions from the public? Do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
I believe that is 6:31 in the Intergovernmental Committee adjourns.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next committee to meet is the Public Properties, Land Use, and Community Affairs Committee, and that can take place at 6:40. Also, I'd just like to remind everyone that there is public comment this evening, and there's a sign-up sheet on the podium. Thank you. We'll see you back here at 6:40.
Use and Community Affairs comes to order at 6:40 p.m. We have acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on January 4th.
Move acceptance of the minutes.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, one item on the docket. PCO 4-22 sub A, an ordinance amending Appendix A zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick to define, establish, and classify districts, create administrative procedures for short-term rental use of residential dwelling units, and provide supplementary regulations for the short-term dwelling, for the short-term rental of dwelling units. City of Warwick petitioner. Sponsored by Councilman Lattiser and Councilwoman Travis. Councilman Lattiser, do we have a recommendation?
Oh, yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would request favorable action on PCO 4-22 sub A. I do have comments, but.
Thank you. And it's my understanding that there may be amendments.
Yes, there are amendments. Is it appropriate to make my comments now, or would you prefer to make a motion? Or
I think that
it's open for comments right now, I guess, is my question.
I think that, pardon one moment. The president.
Thank you. I know there are some individuals who contacted us that would like to speak on this, and they thought we're going to do it at the full council meeting after 7. So, however, the chairman would like to proceed, but I do want to make sure that everybody will have an opportunity, even if, you know, we do that. And I know we have some amendments coming as well. So we want to make sure everyone has a chance to understand sure. that. So it's whatever your pleasure is, but I know that there are additional people that are planning to be here for 7 o'clock. So It's your pleasure, but we may want to do what we did last time, is move to the full council meeting after 7. We do the Pledge of Allegiance, public comment, and then go right back into that. That's up to the chairman.
In that event, as it appears that there may be additional people attending to speak, excuse me, I'm speaking right now. How we're going to do this is we are first going to make these amendments available to the public so that the public may take a look at these and be able to be informed when making public comments or providing feedback. And we are going to provide an opportunity to the public to comment on this ordinance before this city council makes any decision of whether to take a vote, favorable, unfavorable, or otherwise. So, with that said, I would be interested in having introduced the amendments that are proposed so that at the time of the hearing in front of the full council, should this committee move it to the full council so that we may proceed in that manner.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to the amendments, as you know, we had made several changes in this as a result of somewhere around 6 hours of testimony over a couple of meetings, some very, very good input from members of the public, which we were provided, were to a great extent responsible for some of these amendments. Having said that, the amendments that are before us this evening were proposed by Councilman Sinapi. So with your permission, I would defer to Councilman Sinapi to either review those amendments with us or defer to council, whatever his choice is. But I have reviewed those amendments and I do support them. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilman Sinapi, before we get into the full comments, I see packets of documents here on the table. I take it that those packets of documents reflect your amendment?
I truly don't know. I'm not responsible for them. What I would recommend, though, is going with the waiting until it's before the full council, because it appears as if the full council is inclined to allow public comment at that point when those who wish to attend planned to attend. So I have no problem reserving any and all comments and amendments till then.
I take it that the amendments would be read into the record then?
That's my assumption, yes.
Very good. In that case, I think that the best approach is to have the meeting in that fashion, have this matter referred to the council. Let's see. Do we have a motion to refer this to the council for full hearing without recommendation?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Committee closes at 6:46 p.m.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. We will start the full City Council meeting at 7 p.m. We will see you back here at 7 p.m.